to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Hey, hey, thanks for joining me for a new season of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Super excited to kick off the 2024 NASCAR season. There have been a lot of moves in the offseason, including drivers, sponsors, and more. We're going to go over that here in a little bit. And also, the first race of the year, the Busch Light Clash, kicking off the LA Coliseum. We're going to talk about that right now as we kick off the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your Race Day Rewind.
Well, while the official NASCAR season kicks off at Daytona, this weekend there's going to be a big race happening at the LA Coliseum. It's the Busch Light Clash, and I'm looking forward to this race. Again, it's happening this Sunday. It's going to be on Fox. And I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed the race last season. There will be heat races for the teams that they're going to have to race to get in, last chance qualifiers, and of course, the clash itself. It's going to be 150 laps on one of the smaller courses on the track. But yeah, looking forward to this race coming up on Sunday. You can get more details on this if you'd like at NASCAR.com or the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast Facebook page. I've really got to shorten the name of this podcast.
NASCAR News Now.
Well, lots of moves in the offseason, way too many for me to go over during this podcast. I'll start with this one, though. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been named the Grand Marshal for the 2024 Daytona 500. So yeah, The Rock will be at the race itself, along with Pitbull, who will have the pre-race concert. It's going to be a good time, happening on February 18th on Fox. And one of the bigger announcements and surprises from last season was that Legacy Motor Club will be moving from Chevrolet to Toyota. First time ever that Jimmy Johnson will be behind the wheel of a Toyota this coming season. He did extend his schedule. He will be at the race at Kansas, by the way, which I'm super excited about. But by now, you've probably seen the paint schemes from Eric Jones, Jimmy, and newly acquired driver, John Hunter Nemechek. I feel like that move, though, from Chevrolet to Toyota, which really wasn't a popular one for the fans, but I do understand why they did it. More support from Toyota, and I feel like they're going to get better results with it too. And some surprising news that Claire B. Lang is no longer with SiriusXM. She'd been working for them for 22 years. I ran into her a couple times at some of the races over the years. Always super friendly, always professional. Claire sharing on her social media pages, one, just thanking the fans for all the years of support, but that the channel itself was going in kind of a different direction. So want to wish her well, and there's no doubt that she's going to land somewhere for sure. She is a legend in the sport. And Alex Bowman announcing that he will cut back this season on non-NASCAR races. You remember he was injured last year, pretty serious back injury, missed a number of races, but he said that he's going to kind of pull back things with his wing sprint car season and really focus on this 2024 NASCAR Cup schedule, which honestly is not a bad move. He's had a couple injuries over the years. And some sponsorship shuffles for the upcoming season, especially with Kevin Harvick retiring. Busch is going to move over to Ross Chastain's number one Chevrolet. Hunt Brothers Pizza also making a move, jumping onto the number 22 Joey Logano Ford at Penske. So some pretty big moves there. Chili's also announcing that they are entering the sport to sponsor Corey LaJoy at the Daytona 500. Corey already cutting some commercials and some spots on social media that are amazing. You've got to check those out. Carvana announcing, too, that they will sponsor Jimmy Johnson for three races this season. And Harrison's announcing that they will continue to sponsor Josh Berry in two races in the 2024 season. If you remember, they were part of his run at Junior Motorsports last season. And I know a lot of people are not real happy about this, but I'm pretty excited about it myself. Machine Gun Kelly will perform during the race break at the Busch Light Clash this weekend. Super excited for that. I know a lot of people complaining. I love Machine Gun Kelly. I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen him in concert, and he is phenomenal live. And I really feel like it fits that LA vibe. And again, I'm super excited about it, even though you might not be. Don't miss Machine Gun Kelly performing at the race break at the Coliseum this Sunday. And finally, big news, really excited about this. You know, F1 did really well as far as popularity with their Netflix series. Now NASCAR is going to give the same thing a go. They've got a new series debuting today. It's called Full Speed, and it's out now. I've heard great reviews about it, and I cannot wait to watch NASCAR on Netflix. Super super excited about that. And again, that's just a little bit of the off-season news. You can always keep up with it on the Days of Thunder NASCAR Facebook page.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
We're looking forward to the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. Of course, that taking place in LA this Sunday night. Some of my top performers for the race, I've got to go with Ross Chastain, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott. I think this year is going to be a big one and a rebound for Chase in that number 9 team. And I think they're going to run really well in LA. Of course, don't miss the Daytona 500 happening Sunday, February 18th. That race will be on Fox, and we're going to talk more about it next week on the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.